நீங்கள் எஸ்பிஎஸ் தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
வணக்கம் ப்ரொஃபசர் ரமேஷ் பாலசுப்ரமணியம்.
வணக்கம்.
Congratulations on being awarded OAM this year.
Thank you.
What do you feel? How do you take this?
Initially, I was quite shocked, excited, but shocked. I headed into my study early, and that's what I do in the mornings. I try and get some work done before heading into practice or the hospital. And I saw the email, and I was quite shocked and obviously very, very humbled and grateful to be recognized.
In recognizing you for this award, they say for service to dentistry, there are only 32 teeth.
Yes. Yes, that's a fantastic question. So specifically, I graduated as a dentist in 2000 from the University of Western Australia. But after I'd completed my dental degree, I'd always had a passion in relieving pain, but I got really interested in this area called orofacial pain. So essentially, it was patients who had problems with their jaw, painful jaw, dysfunctional jaws. So that took me away from general dentistry. And in 2003, I headed to the University of Kentucky to study orofacial pain. And then from there in 2006, I studied in the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, where I got my specialty training in oral medicine. In fact, in my area, specialty of oral medicine, I do very little teeth. It's mainly everything but the tooth. This particular specialty involves diagnosis and treatment of oral diseases, disorders, you know, things like ulcers and swellings, lumps. We use appliances to treat jaw pains, physiotherapy type exercises. We use appliances to treat snorers and patients with sleep apnea, but no drilling and filling of teeth, though.
I noticed that you had been a member of the Australian Sleep Association since 2008, and you had been the chair between 2013 and 15.
Yes.
Tell us more about that. That's related to what you just mentioned, is it?
Yes, I have an interest in a field called dental sleep medicine. Essentially, dentists and oral medicine specialists are involved in advancing the lower jaw and improving the airway of patients who snore or have obstructive sleep apnea. Also, dentists may be involved in treating patients who have sleep grinding and clenching. So that's what drew me to the Australasian Sleep Association, where I was co-chair for a couple of years. And I'm still very involved with the Australasian Sleep Association. In fact, at this stage, we are in the midst of putting together an accreditation type examination to assess dentists who are trained and to sort of deem if they're qualified to treat patients with snoring and sleep apnea.
To get myself ready to interview you, I did a bit of research, and you have published numerous scientific publications in oral medicine and also co-authored or edited various books or publications.
My interest in publishing began when I started getting interested in specializing in dentistry. So around 2002, I started getting into this business of researching, writing review papers, manuscripts. And then fortunately, when I was at the University of Kentucky, I was asked by one of my professors to get involved in writing a book. And at that stage of my career, it was an opportunity I could not say no to. And so a colleague of mine, Professor Gary Klasser, who's still in the US, he and I collaborated and we co-edited a book at the time. And then from then on, published a few papers over this period. And then a couple of years ago, along with two other authors, I published a major textbook titled Contemporary Oral Medicine. And that was a collaboration of many academics and researchers from all over the world. And it is now the most comprehensive textbook in oral medicine, 3 volumes, lots of pictures, some not so pretty pictures, lots of tables, lots of references. So if you're ever interested in reading a little bit of oral medicine, I can certainly point you in the right direction.
Our listeners would be interested in knowing more about your heritage, having a name like Ramesh Balasubramaniam. Tell us about your childhood and how you got to Australia.
Yes, so I was born in Malaysia, just outside of Kuala Lumpur. The surname Balasubramaniam is actually my father's name. My great-grandparents on my mother's side and my grandmother and my grandfather from my father's side are from Jaffna. They migrated to Malaysia. You know, we've had relatives go to other parts of the world. My parents were born in Malaysia. We were born, me and my brothers were born in Malaysia. And then at the age of 14, we migrated to Perth. So what happened was when we got got to Perth, my father took his dad's name, and Balasubramanian was in fact his name, and that became our surname. So now, you know, it's interesting, when I first came to Australia, it's funny, the younger you are, kids could easily pronounce a name. As I've gotten older, some people struggle with the name, but that's my name, and that's how I'm known, Ramesh Balasubramanian.
In conclusion, Ramesh, how do you see yourself in this field of dentistry in the coming years?
When I got back to Perth in 2008, oral medicine was not a recognized specialty of dentistry in Western Australia. Fortunately, with a couple of colleagues in 2009, we met with the then Health Minister, Nicola Roxon, and thankfully oral medicine was then recognized as a specialty and we could register. Since that time, I was in private practice, then I got involved at the Children's Hospital, what was known as Princess Margaret Hospital. Now it's the Perth Children's Hospital and I'm still there. And then I got even more involved in research and teaching. And as of this year, moving forward, I'll be head of training in oral medicine at the University of Western Australia. So I believe as time goes on, as I get older, I believe I will probably focus more on academics, research and teaching, and less so in private practice. I like to think I'll be championing the cause of oral medicine. And I hope if anything can come out of this honour, I hope I can further the field of oral medicine so we can help our patients.
Thank you very much, Ramesh Balasubramanian, and congratulations again.
Thank you, Nandri.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் SBS தமிழின் ஃபேஸ்புக்.